I'm going to begin the eighth parak of Masecha Sota, Parak Mashuach Milchama. So, in the previous parak, we listed all the things that have to be said specifically in Lashon HaKodesh, and one of them was that Mashuach Milchama, when he speaks to the people before they go out to war. So, we're going to discuss the Mashuach Milchama. Generally, our wars are divided up into Milchamas Mitzvah, or Milchamas Rishus, or Milchamas Harvacha, a third category. A Milchamas Mitzvah, everyone has to go fight. There's no one pater from Milchamas Mitzvah. Milchemes Rishus, there are people that are pater. There are people that do not have to, engage in the war effort. But there are people that only prepare for the war and help the troops out, but don't actually fight. So only provide the food and the water and things like that, and pave the roads. So we are told in the Torah that we're supposed to appoint a special kohen, a Mashuach Milchama, who's supposed to speak to the people when they go out to war, and he's specifically anointed for this purpose, and he says to them prior to the war that a number of things that whoever who's pater, who should go back home. So our parak talks about going out to Milchemes Rishus and all the dinim that relate to Milchemes Rishus, and at the end we're going to talk about Milchemes Mitzvah, Milchemes Arvacha as well. So says the Mishnah, Mashuach Milchama b'shasha medaber alam b'lashon kodesh medaber. When he would speak to the people, he would do so in lashon kodesh. Ne'amar the Kohen Mashuach Milchama would speak them dafka b'lashon hakodesh. So the Mishnah goes on to explain the rest of the pesukim that discuss the Mashuach Milchama and the way he would speak to the people. So va'amar aleim Shema Yisrael, he would say Shema Yisrael, and he would say you're about to go out l'melchama al oyvechem. So what's he trying to emphasize? That the milchama is dafka against enemies, v'lo al achichem, you're not fighting against your own brothers b'nei Yisrael, lo Yehud al Shimon v'lo Shimon al Binyamin, it's not one tribe against another, she'im tiplu b'yadam, where you can bet if it were against another tribe of the Jewish people, if you were to ever be captured, yirachmu aleichem, they would have rachmanas in you. Kimash and Emar, the pasuk says in the Milchama that between Achaz Melech Yehuda and Pakach ben Mal Yahu, the Melech Yisrael, it says Ve'yakuma Anashim Asher Nakvu B'Shemos Ve'yachziku B'Shivya V'chol Ma'arumehem Hilbishu Min Hasholol Ve'yalbishu Ve'yanilim Ve'yachilim Ve'yashkum Ve'yasuchum Ve'yinalim Ve'chamorim L'chol Koshel Ve'yivi Yericho Ira Tamar Meitzalachem Ve'yishuv Shomron. They took care of them. They dressed them. They fed them. So if this were a Milchama with other Jews, you can bet that they'll be merachim on you, but aleveichem atam holchem. You have to realize this is an entirely different kind of war. This is against your enemies. Shem tiplu biyadam ein merachim aleichem. They're not going to have any rachmanas on you. And then the Mashuach Milchama will say, al yerach levavchem al tiru v'al techbazu. Don't have a softness of heart. Don't be afraid. Don't be terrified. Al yerach levavchem imreitza halas susim tzitzuach haravos. Don't be afraid from the loud noises of the horses and the swords clanging against each other. Al tiru, don't be afraid mipnei hagofas tris and the banging of the shields, v'shivas hakaglasin, and the number of soldiers, of troops, and al tachbezu mekol kronos, from the horns that they're going to blow, al tartzu mepnei kol tzvachos, from the shouting that they do when they fight in war. And then he says, ki Hashem Elokeichem ha'olechim achem, Hashem is going with you to this war, and he's going to save you. Heim ba'in b'nitzchono shel basar v'dam, atem ba'in b'nitzchono shel makom. They're coming based on their own power and their own abilities. You're coming with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his power. So the Mishnah brings two situations where Goyim came to a Milchama relying on Basar V'dam, and what happened to them? Plishtim Ba'u, Plishtim came during the days of Shaul HaMelech, B'nitzchono Shel Goliath, relying on the fact that they had this Gibor, they had Goliath the giant, and he's going to make mincemeat out of Klal Yisrael. Maha Yosofa, what happened to Sof Nafal B'cherev? We know what happened with David and Goliath. It was David that won. It was David HaMelech. V'naflu Imo, and the Plishtim fell together with Goliath. Bnei Amun ba b'nitzchono shel Shovach. Bnei Amun came into a fight in Milchama during the days of David HaMelech, and they were relying on Shovach, their great warrior, their great general from Melech Aram. Maha Yosofa, what happened to Shovach? L'sof nafal b'cherev. Bnei Yisrael defeated him. V'naflu imo, and they went down with him. V'atem yatem kain. But you, Bnei Yisrael, you don't have to worry about this because you don't rely on a basar v'dam. You rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then the Mashuach Milchama would say, ki Hashem Elokeich Lechem Aleichem Lechem Li Lachim Lachem Ze Machne Ha'aron. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually going to be out there in war with you. That's a reference to the Machne of the Aron that contained the Shivrei Luchos that would go out to war with them. So it says more Maika Amar. How do we learn from this pasuk that you have to say Lashon HaKodesh, meaning that's the whole reason we're quoting this over here, is because this is listed amongst those things that's supposed to be said specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. So Hachikamer, this is what we're trying to say. Shenemar, it says by Meshuach Melchama V'diber Ulahalon Mekabalas HaTorah Omer Moshe Yedaber Velukim Yanan V'kol. So Malahalon, just like Kabbalas HaTorah B'Lashon HaKodesh, Moshe spoke in Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan B'Lashon HaKodesh. So to over here by the Meshuach Melchama, it's B'Lashon HaKodesh. So the Gemara brings a brisa that teaches us who the Kohen was that spoke before they went out to war. Tan Rabbanan, V'nigash HaKohen V'diber El Ha'om, Yochel Kol Kohen Sheyirtza. I might think that any Kohen that wants can say these things. Tamalomer, that's why the Hemshech of the Parsha says, V'dibru HaShotrim, that they went back and they, in front of the people, and they, and they chazered the words of the, what the Meshuach Melchama had said. MaShotrim B'mumuna, Avkohen B'mumuna. So we darshin, just like the Shotrim, are people who are appointed for that position. The Kohen who speaks to them is also specifically appointed for that position. The Ema Kohen Gadol. Maybe we should say that the one who's speaking to the nation is the Kohen Gadol. He's the one that's appointed for Kohuna Gadola, meaning an appointment doesn't have to mean Dafka Meshuach Melchama. Kohen Gadol is also an appointment. So the Gemara answers, now you can't say that you need the Kohen Gadol for this, because Dumya Deshoter, Ma Shoter Sheish Memun Al Gabav, just like a Shoter has a Shofet on top of him, he's not an executive level position. Af Kohen Sheish Mimuna Al Gabov. So too, the Kohen that's appointed has to have another Kohen on top of him. If this were the Kohen Gadol, then there's no one else on top of him. Says the Gemara, Kohen Gadol Nami Yika Melech Al Gabov. What do you mean there's no one on top of a Kohen Gadol? Sure, there's the Melech. Bavadosa Kamer. Now the Melech has a different job. It's like a different branch of government. You know, the Kohen is the in charge of the Avodah. So the Kohen Gadol is the one in charge of Avodah with nobody on top of him. Ve'ema Sagan, maybe it's the Sagan. How do I know that it's a separate Meshuach Melchama? Maybe it's the Sagan Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, Nah, Sagan Lav Memunahu. The Sagan is not appointed to his Tafkid. Detanyam Rebbe Chanin is Ganakonim. Lama Sagan Munashim Irobo Psul B'Kohen Gadol Nichnas Meshamish Tachtav. The Sagan is just there in case some sort of Tumah happens where the Kohen Gadol is unable to continue doing his job. But so long as no Psul happens with the Kohen Gadol, the Sagan doesn't really have a Tafkid. He doesn't really do anything. And the Mishnah had said, what does the Meshuach Melchama say? He says, listen, Jewish people. So Mishnah Shema Yisrael. So those are very interesting words to begin his speech with. I mean, those words are words that are normally associated with an entirely different statement. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Yechai. Amar L'Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Afilu lo kiyamtem el kriya shema shachris ha'arvitz yatem nimsar b'yadam. You don't need that many zuchuyos in order to defeat your enemies. Even if you're just a Jew who does Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvitz, you're just a Jew who fulfills Kriya Shema twice a day, you're not going to be given over in their hands. Al Yirach Levavchem Al Tiru. And he said, don't be afraid. Tan Rabban Pa'amayim Medaber Imam. Twice the Kohen Meshuach Melchama would speak with those going out to war. Achas Basfar. One time right when they were at the border. And Achas B'Melchama. One time out in war. Basfar Ma'u Omer. What did he say when he was at the border? Shimu Dvarei Marachei Melchama. Listen to me, people who are preparing for war with Chizru, and be prepared, and whoever has to go back. But Muhammad Ma'u Amar, when they're in war, what do they say? Al Yerech Levavchem, Al Tiru, V'Al Tachbazu, V'Al Teherzu, K'negrar Bar Dvarm Shavdichav Mosin, Megif, and Amri, and Sonchen Vromsin. He would have four Lashonos of not to be afraid, corresponding to four things that our enemies would do to try to terrify us, where they would bang their shields, and they would blow trumpets, and they would scream out, and they would make the hooves of the horses, make noise. So it's connected all those four things that we had to be reminded four times, Dafka, not to be terrified from them. Okay, so we'll stop there. Again, the Mishnah just went through the speech that the Meshuach Melchama gave and what each element of the speech meant, and why we had to be told, and the Gemara then went through how I know that the Meshuach Melchama is a special appointment, and that it's not one of the already existing appointments like the Kohen Gadol or the Sagan, and then why we need four different Lashonos of not being afraid. Okay, so Beis Hashem will pick up on Membeis and Membeis next time.